The states of Ohio, Arkansas, Georgia, Missouri, and Alabama have passed new restrictions on abortions. The state of Maine has done just the opposite. This week, Maine's Governor Janet Mills expanded access to abortion in the state. She enacted a law that allows nurses and physician assistants to perform abortions, not just doctors. Maine Senator Linda Sanborn worked in family medicine for 25 years. Senator, the law would allow nurses and physician assistants to perform abortions, but are they as prepared as a licensed doctor would be to conduct the procedure and then deal with any kind of complications?
Yes, I think that there is research that shows that these advanced practice clinicians can provide these procedures just as safely as physicians do. These practitioners should be trained in women's reproductive health, but they can have just as much skill at doing those jobs if that's the area that they too specialize in.
Even if there are complications after the procedure?
Yes, even if there are complications, these folks usually have a physician that they can readily access. So knowing what to look for if there are complications and making those referrals would be done just as if you were a family physician doing this kind of procedure.
So it sounds like it gives women in Maine more options of places to go. But what is the problem that it is designed to resolve?
It is to help improve access, particularly in rural areas of the state, so that women don't have to travel long distances to get the care they need, particularly in northern Maine. So there are physicians' offices scattered around the state that may be doing the procedure, but a lot of time women have to travel to a clinic that's only in a larger city to be able to access this kind of health care.
Now, California has the same law that Maine now has, and some of your neighbors, Vermont and New Hampshire, are already doing this as well. What have you learned from their experiences?
We have learned that it is just as safe for these advanced practice clinicians to perform it. There was actually a study done in California, I believe at the University of California, San Francisco, where they had groups of physicians who performed the procedures, and they had no worse outcomes. So we're quite confident.
At the same time, there are some healthcare providers we know who are not comfortable providing abortions. And that is likely the case not only with doctors, but also with some nurses and physicians' assistants. Will they have the ability to say, I'd rather not do this?
Absolutely. No one is forced to do it. It only allows someone who is trained to do these procedures to be able to do that should they desire.
With the more restrictive laws about abortion being passed in Georgia and Arkansas and Missouri and Ohio, it sounds like you're doing something that includes making a statement in Maine. How do you place what Maine is doing in the larger picture?
You know, it's my own personal belief that other parts of the country are going the exact wrong direction. We know that there is strong support to continue access to legal, safe abortions. And I believe that whether or not an abortion should be legal, that's not the question. And we shouldn't let political rhetoric govern health policy.
That's Maine Senator Linda Sanborn talking to us about a new law that will allow nurses, physician assistants, and other healthcare professionals to perform abortions in Maine. Senator, thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa.